Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The First 40 Days, The Essential Art of Nourishing the New Mother is a Postpartum Wellness Guide by Heng O, written with Emily Grieven and Marisa Belger. Blending traditional Chinese postpartum practice with modern self-care guidance, the book focuses on the first 6 weeks after childbirth as a period of recovery, rest, and intentional support. Rather than treating birth as the end of a medical event followed by a quick return to normal life, it presents the postpartum phase as a distinct and important transition that deserves structure and care. The book is organized around practical nourishment, offering simple recipes for healing soups, restorative meals, snacks, and teas, along with advice on arranging help, managing relationships, and protecting the mother's physical and emotional recovery. Its purpose is both instructional and cultural to make postpartum care more thoughtful, more sustainable, and more centered on the mother's needs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rest as the foundation of postpartum recovery. A central argument of the book is that the immediate period after childbirth should be treated as a time for rest rather than productivity. This matters because postpartum recovery involves blood loss, hormonal shifts, sleep disruption, and emotional adjustment, all of which make rapid resumption of normal responsibilities unrealistic for many mothers. The book pushes back against the modern expectation that women should quickly bounce back, showing instead that healing requires slowing down and reducing demands. That idea is not presented as an abstract wellness principle, but as a practical framework for the first 40 days, the mother should be protected from unnecessary tasks, given time to heal physically, and supported in bonding with the baby. By emphasizing rest as an active recovery strategy, the book reframes what care should look like after birth. It also places responsibility on families and caregivers to create conditions that make rest possible, which is one of its most important practical contributions. Secondly, Zuo Yuezi as a traditional model adapted for modern families. The book draws heavily on the Chinese postpartum tradition of Zuo Yuezi, a confinement period in which the mother stays home and focuses on recovery. This is one of the features that makes the book distinctive, because it does not simply invent a new postpartum philosophy, but revives an older cultural practice and translates it for contemporary readers. The value of this model is that it recognizes childbirth as a major physical event that requires a deliberate recovery window. At the same time, the book does not present the tradition as a rigid rule set. Instead, it adapts the underlying principles, such as warmth, nourishment, and protection from overexertion, into guidance that modern households can realistically apply. That balance between tradition and practicality is important, because many new mothers may not have access to extended family systems or the social norms that ancestors supported. Postpartum confinement. The book therefore functions as both cultural recovery and functional adaptation, giving readers a framework that is rooted in tradition, but usable in present-day life. Thirdly, food as targeted support for healing and lactation. Nourishment is treated in the book as more than general healthy eating. The recipes are designed to support specific postpartum needs, including recovery, energy replenishment, digestion, and lactation. This is significant because the postpartum period often brings changing appetites, limited time, and heightened nutritional demands, making simple and restorative meals more useful than complicated cooking plans. The book includes soups, meals, snacks, and teas that are meant to be easy to prepare and gentle on the body. That emphasis on accessible food reflects a broader insight: a new mother does not need culinary performance. She needs reliable support. The book also recognizes that warm foods and liquids can be easier to manage during recovery, especially when physical comfort and routine are disrupted. By structuring food around healing functions, the book turns nutrition into a form of care rather than a generic lifestyle recommendation. This makes the recipe section central to the book's purpose instead of merely supplementary. Fourthly, building a postpartum support system around the mother. Another major theme is the need for structured help after birth. The book makes clear that recovery is not only a matter of individual discipline, because many postpartum difficulties arise when mothers are left to manage too much on their own. It therefore offers guidance on organizing support from partners, family members, and friends so the mother can focus on healing. This includes practical thinking about who handles meals, household tasks, and other day-to-day responsibilities. The underlying logic is that support should be planned in advance rather than improvised after exhaustion sets in. That is an important distinction because postpartum care often fails when everyone assumes help will emerge naturally. The book also connects support with emotional well-being, showing that feeling cared for can reduce isolation and stress. By treating caregiving as a shared responsibility, it broadens the meaning of postpartum wellness beyond the individual mother and into the design of the home environment. This makes the book useful not only for mothers, but also for partners and caregivers who want concrete roles. Lastly, honoring the emotional and relational changes of new motherhood. The book is not limited to physical recovery. It also addresses the emotional and relational disruption that can follow childbirth, including changes in identity, partnership dynamics, and the pressure to meet outside expectations. This broader focus is important because postpartum experiences are often discussed in narrow medical terms. Even though many mothers are also navigating vulnerability, fatigue, and shifting relationships, the book acknowledges that the first 40 days can feel disorienting and that support must include emotional steadiness, not just food and rest. Its warm, reassuring tone helps frame these changes as normal rather than as failures of adaptation. By doing so, it gives readers permission to see the postpartum period as a major transition that affects the whole household. The book also reminds readers that pregnancy and birth deserve recognition, which positions motherhood as a meaningful life stage rather than a return to the pre-birth self. That perspective gives the book a reflective dimension that distinguishes it from purely recipe-based postpartum manuals. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new mothers, expectant parents, partners, and caregivers who want a clearer and more humane approach to the postpartum period. It is especially valuable for readers who feel dissatisfied with advice that treats recovery as something to minimize or rush through. Practically, it offers manageable recipes, a framework for organizing help, and a model for reducing strain during the first weeks after birth. Intellectually, it stands out because it connects present-day postpartum care with the tradition of Zuo Yuezhi, giving the book both cultural depth and real-world relevance. Compared with many pregnancy or parenting books, it is less focused on parenting technique and more focused on maternal recovery, which makes it unusually centered on the mother herself. Its combination of nourishment, rest, and relational support gives it a broader and more grounded view of postpartum care than recipe collections alone. For readers looking for a thoughtful guide to this transition, it offers a calm, structured alternative to the usual pressure to recover quickly and move on. If you would like to support Hengo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.